differential. Applicants must have an associate degree or 2 years of technical experience. Instant interviews for qualified candidates. Visit htijobs.com for details.
The Vicki Plyler Show is on the air.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Vicki and Zach.
I love it, man. Welcome back. Hour number three, final hour of the week. My friends at Crute LED have a different way of promoting your business. You're like, what? What's that got to do with? Well, your signs. Your signs can look so much better with LED lights. Your parking lot lights, you know, the safety of your parking lot can look so much better and be so much safer for your employees and for your customers. And in the bottom line of things, the ideal lighting can save you money, not only in insurance, but on a weekly bill, a monthly power bill, it's going to be lower. Crute LED can pass these savings on to you with upfront rebates. Think about Crute LED, 401-8506. They're right beside J. Peters off of 19B off of exit and 19B off of I-85. And get these great upfront rebates. If you're a Duke Power Energy customer, let them help you out at Crute LED. That's KRUTLED.com. Third and final hour of the show. We begin every single Friday, 8:05, with our friend from Jinx Inc. Realty. And the boss man, Jinx Patrick, joins us this morning. Good morning, Jinx. How you doing?
Good morning, Vicki. Man, I'm doing great. Doing great. Got my coffee, and it's been a beautiful morning. I'm sitting out on the porch right now.
Awesome. Can't beat that. Hope the girls are sleeping in and looking at that. Hey, you sent me a two pretty cool topics. One about quail habitat. One about heat stroke. I can't wait to see which one you want to talk about today because I'm pretty interested in both of these. What are we talking about this morning?
Well, I spent yesterday outside, so it sort of drove this one home again. I wanted to just give some cautions about this time of year. You know, I'm always positive, positive, positive. Get outside, get outside, get outside, and I believe in that. And I've been outside several times this week. Took the girls out to pick some corn and look at some sunflowers at Charlie Pellett's field, and went out and worked on a duck impoundment yesterday and showed some property this week. So, you know, I believe in being outside and I love it, but it is the toughest time of year to be outside. I mean, first of all, it's hot and heat stroke. I mean, that's a real thing. I've had it and it's dangerous. You got to bring lots of water and know when to rest. And honestly, I think it's worse around here due to the humidity. And if you've sweated through your clothes and your heart rate jumps up all of a sudden, and don't wait on that. You got to get in some shade. And, you know, this applies to golf, too, or anything else, running. My brother runs a lot outside up in the mountains. You know, it's a legit thing to be worried about. So make sure to get in some shade and cool off with some water. And if cramps are another sign, but in my personal opinion, once you get the cramps, you're already past the point of being, it's too late at that point.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
You got to watch out.
Let me ask you this before signs and what to do and then the importance of it. I was playing golf. The heat, for the most part, heat doesn't bother me. But I hear something about elderly. You know, I'm getting old now. And I hear something about, you know, pets and plants and elderly and stuff like this or those that are sick. I had a little chest cold the other day, Jinx, and it had an effect on me. I was walking and playing golf, and, man, about halfway through the round, my ears started ringing. I felt my blood pressure, you know, the pressure in my head. My skin kind of got flush, and I got dizzy a couple of times.
Dizzy is definitely part of it.
Yeah. I think, though, that like a buddy of mine said, that I had a fever anyway, and so that, you know, that's something to certainly worry about if you got other symptoms before you even go out there. So you certainly need to be careful as far as that goes.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do, and of course I'm no doctor, but I think it has a lot to do with regulating your body temperature. So if you've already got a fever, then you're working against yourself right there. And when you sweat, and you sweat it through your clothes, you can't use sweat to cool yourself off anymore at that point. Mm. And so that it's all about regulating your body temperature. And anyway, you just got to be careful. And all this applies to your pets too. You know, if you're out you got to be careful, and especially when it comes to dove season, people actually bring bags of ice for the puppies so that they can keep them cool, because there's not much shade or creeks for them to jump into. But anyway, that's one thing to be careful of this time of year. It's definitely something that, as long as you keep it in the back of your mind, you'll be okay. But ticks is another thing. Ticks have really been in the news a lot lately. Lyme's disease is spreading faster than it has in the past, and there's a Lone Star tick out that can give you a meat allergy, and that's a legit thing too. I used to not believe it, but my stepmother has it, and I've run into a couple other people have it. But you know, something we see at the house, and have to plan our meals accordingly. Sent her to the hospital, and she got it working in the garden when she was weeding. You know, she got into some ticks. But so be careful of that. And then the last one's chiggers. And I don't know if you've ever hit your ball into the rough, Mickey. But if you've ever hit your ball into the rough, there's a chance that you might have gotten into some chiggers.
Yeah, one time I hit a bad driver. I remember it was years ago, but I remember doing that. Yeah, one time.
Okay, yeah, just that one time. Yeah. But chiggers are actually, they're actually called, I'm going to say it wrong, trombiculid mites. And the funny thing is that they're not mites. They're actually an arachnid. They're in the spider family. And there's nothing dangerous about them, but they itch worse than mosquitoes, and it lasts longer. And in my experience, they don't show up until about 24 hours after you get bit. And when you do get bit, you don't get one or two. You get about a dozen or more. And the chiggers and ticks, they're found in the deep woods. I mean, you can always get into something just walking down the street. But I found that if I go in the deep woods, what I do is I tuck my pants into my boots, and I tuck my shirt into my belt, and I use a little bit off, and that tends to take care of everything for me. And as long as you do that, and if you're going hiking or going somewhere deep into the woods or playing golf with me or something like that, working in the garden, that's how I would prepare for it.
I had them one time, Jinx, and I got to tell you, I was about 8 years old. And try telling an eight-year-old, don't scratch it, you know, because it itches like crazy, right. and they're so doggone invasive, man. They where they get is not a very good, pleasant spot either, where they got on me at least.
Yeah, they like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like it. Fun.
Yeah. They're around the belt line, behind the knees, and in the crotch. It'll keep you up at night. But I say all this to stress that being outside is great, it's healthy, it's refreshing, it's pretty much the place I want to be all the time. However, you know, this is the toughest time of year, and you need to be a little bit more careful and, you know, watch out for your kids and your puppies and check yourself when you get home and check your dogs too. And everything will be great.
You know, what's crazy. I'm sitting here and you know how powerful the mind is. You're talking about this stuff and all of a sudden I started itching like crazy. So I appreciate that, James. I'm sitting here scratching myself through this whole segment. Hey, I was on the website last night right before I went to bed and looked at it. And you know what's great about your site? I love the sliding thing of acres and price and doing all this kind of stuff. But you've got so many great farms on here now. The Looper Farm, the Jimmy's Creek Farm. I'm looking at Mud Creek Farm and Rainy Farm, Woodwind Farm. There's all kinds of awesome-looking farms you've got on there right now.
Yeah, we hit a run lately. First of all, if you were on there last night and looking at new stuff, you were on there for a while. Because and I'm not just saying this, we have a bunch of new properties. I mean, just if you hadn't looked in a while, you need to look again. We've got high-end farms. We got a lot of stuff around Clemson. If you're looking for something to be like a place to live or a place to have a recreational track near Clemson and go to the games in the fall, that's something you could turkey hunt in the spring, deer hunt in the fall, you know, stay close for a Clemson game and enjoy, you know, pretty much year-round. So that's a neat thing to be able to do or live, and that's a beautiful area as well. The Looper Farm is near there, up in the Pickens area, and there's a bunch more as well. So anyway, if you hadn't looked in a while, you need to look, because we got a bunch of stuff, and we've been remarkably busy for the summer. Summer's traditionally slow for us. People are on vacation, our clients are on vacation, so things get pushed back, but it was very busy in the office this week, and I see next week continuing to be just like that with people looking. So I'm excited. I hope that we can help people out, and we definitely got the equipment and the people to be able to do that.
How can they reach you, Jinx?
You can always call us at 864-631-2770. Probably the best place to start is our website, jirland.com. That's jirland.com. And that's got our contact information. And if you click on any of the properties, and it'll have the cell phone number of the agent. And that's the fastest way to get directly to the person who knows the most about it. And we don't list something unless we've been all over the property and know it well. And we've got the chigger bites to show for it. So anyway, just check us out, and if we can help, please give us a call.
I know the people do that. Again, I'm the hyper contract that I am. I'll sit here and scratch the rest of the show. I appreciate that. Hey, tell the girls hello. Look forward to seeing you guys in football season pretty soon, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, y'all take care.
All right. That's a good friend, Jinx Patrick. Jinx Inc. Realty. I'm sitting here just itching, scratching like crazy now. As a result of that. I hit a ball one time. We were down at Hilton Head one time. I hit a ball, or somebody hit a ball in the woods. I was over searching. Had long pants on. They were right. Khaki pants. I came back out. They looked black. I bet you I had 500 ticks.
Really?
It was like one of my right leg or left leg, whichever one. I just rushed up against some sort of brush, whatever, and it was 200, at least, 200 or 300, 400 ticks on you. Wow. So you got towels and like just rubbing off. You know, obviously you're searching out there. So you be very, very careful.
Down in Hilton Head, wow.
During the break, I looked it up. There was an interesting exchange with Aaron Murray of the SEC Network and Jeremy Pruitt. I told you that Pruitt had a interesting time at Georgia and at Florida State. Some things in there happened too. I'm on SportsIllustrated.com right now, and Andy Staples writes for them. And a question was said, what happened during Mark Richt's final two seasons, the Jeremy Pruitt-Field seasons at Georgia? The hints and innuendos are that driving Dog Nation insane. That has to be a great book. How come no one's written it yet? And this is Andy Staples answering, and he says, Matt's referring to former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray unloading on Tennessee coach and one-time Georgia defensive coordinator Jeremy Pruitt doing an interview on Tuesday's SEC Media Days with Nashville radio station 102.5, The Game. And in it, Aaron Murray says, quote, I don't know. Remember now, Aaron Murray was at Georgia during his years and those points, because, quote, I don't know if his personality is fit to be a head coach. I don't know. As a head coach, there's so many things that go into it. It's not just that you're out there coaching. You have to deal with the front office. You got to go back and talk to the president of the university. You have to deal with boosters. You have to deal with the offense, the defense. It's not just going in there and dealing with kids and scheming up. There's a lot that goes into it. I don't think he's the right guy, kind of guy to be the CEO of a corporation. He's really good at managing just a defense or being a defense coordinator. He needs to prove to me that he can handle the whole ship. For right now, I don't think he can. We'll see what happens this year. I don't think that what he does has a whole lot of talent there at Tennessee. Now, Staples says these comments didn't surprise me because Murray said a lot of the same things when he co-hosted the show for XM Radio. And there's some stuff that Mark Richt and his staff had said about him. I had heard some things there at Georgia, some off-the-field things there at Georgia. I heard a couple things about Florida State down there. And I think Aaron Murray is 100% correct on this. Texas said that he wasn't with him there, but he knows Mark Richt well, and he knows what happened there. And Aaron Murray is very close and very connected there. And he said the comments are personal. Sure, they're personal. But what Jeremy Pruitt was doing wrong at Georgia, what I hear, was personal too. So he should know these things. Again, if one or two people said something bad about Jeremy Pruitt, I get it. Sometimes people say bad things about anybody and guys that I know that I like, and right. I say, well, you know what? It's a personal thing. I get it. But when you hear it at Georgia and Georgia staff, and then you hear it at Florida State and Florida State staff, and I've heard it from two different coaches that are currently coaching about what's going on at Tennessee, and then you see some of the guys you hired at Tennessee and some of the shady things there. You're just putting all this smoke together.
Right.
And I believe all this. Now, whether you do or not, that's up to you. Tennessee fans aren't going to believe this. I'm not here. Look, you've been a Tennessee fan for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I'm not here to convince you hired the wrong guy. But I am here to tell you that this is what people think, what some people think about Jeremy Pruitt. He certainly didn't look prepared in his introductory press conference. He's rough around the edges through all that. But I've just been told by a few people, let's put it that way, a handful of people, that the guy is not on the up and up, not an honest Abe guy, a guy that lives in the gray and does some things that you shouldn't do. And there's some specific stuff out there you don't want to get into, but there's just some stuff that you hear. And so, again, Tennessee fans, you're not going to believe that. I'm not expecting you to believe that. I'm the now by saying that I'm the enemy, I'm the idiot, I'm the guy that's wrong.
Right.
Now,
you're anti-Rocky Top.
Right, but if I'd have said it about somebody at Georgia, then that Tennessee fan say, see there, I told you, that guy, Mickey, he's good. He's a good guy. He knows what he's talking about. I'm just telling you what several people in the industry and who cover the industry have said about what kind of person Jeremy Pruitt is.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll see. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I am sure... let me get this. He said to him and Schottenheimer, this is a texture, got into it pretty bad at Georgia because of football stuff, and then he went to Mark Richt's house and had an affair with the Florida State thing. I really don't think much about that, but his former kindergarten teacher, Florida State had some you know, that kind of dirt on him, some personal things like that on him. You know, I don't teach his own, whatever. Let's move on from Jeremy Pruitt here. Basically, baseball starts back today. I'm looking forward to that. Braves and Nationals, I'm looking forward to that. Yankees and Mets, kind of looking forward to that.
Don't forget about the big series this weekend between
the Pirates
and the Reds, fighting for that old fourth place spot in the NL Central. Look out, Quack.
Big series.
Biggest of the weekend for sure.
We have a new leader at the 147th British Open. It is Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson shoots 67. He birdies his last hole to shoot 6 under par through 36 holes. Shot 4 under par today. And Zach Johnson has a one-shot lead right now over Tommy Fleetwood. Kevin Kisner, one back as well. Rory McIlroy among those at 2 back. Kevin Kisner is on the golf course now. He parred his first hole. Tiger Woods is through 10 holes. He is currently at 1 over par. That puts him T45 at this point. Right now, 2 over gets in, 3 over does not, but it is a long way to go as far as that is concerned. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialists, let them come in to do your garage for you. I don't want to sound too disgusting and too – this is not the reason I had the floor, but my wife had a – with our dog and the tumors that were bleeding, she said it was – a bloody mess in there, man, in the garage. And so when I got home, it was already clean. She already cleaned it up. What a woman.
You need to do something nice for her on a Friday.
No doubt about that. Need to go to Urban Nirvana and get it done.
There you go.
But I am glad that there's concrete out that she bled on it, and I won't be able to get that up. I'd bleach all that out of there, but or power wash that out of there. But in the garage where it was, she wiped it up. And that's for my Earl stains, my oil stains. We see those. You just wipe those up. Had some antifreeze or some sort of, I don't know, transmission fluid. Something leaked out a few years ago. We just wipe those up. It's great. It's fantastic. It really makes me feel great about it. My wife told me the other day that we're going to be getting shelves in our garage, which is nice.
There you go.
To get ready for football season, that kind of stuff, to put our tailgate chairs up and our tents up and all that kind of stuff. So we're certainly looking forward to that as well. Get your garage floor done with Carolina Flooring Specialist. You're going to absolutely love it. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call Tim Worley. Set it on up, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. All right, open phone lines, texts, and tweets from here on out. Open line Friday. Anything on your mind? If you have sent a text in today, we're going to fly through them. I'll get to them. Give me your texts. Give me your tweets. Give me your phone calls. When we come back for the last 2 segments after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com, or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
We were nervous about his first sleepaway camp.
She was.
With Total Wireless, I got him the phone he loved.
It's sick.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than I expected. So we can always stay in touch.
Every half hour?
That's an exaggeration.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for 4 lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds weighted averages on major nationwide carriers 4G LTE network results.
Tower International is recruiting full-time direct hire workers for all hourly positions to work second and third shifts at its Fountain Inn facility. Ready SC and SC Works will assist Tower International with a recruitment event on Saturday, July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square. July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon in McAllister Square, 225 South Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Tower International, an equal opportunity employer, offers competitive wages and benefits. Again, recruitment event for Tower International, Saturday, June 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square, Greenville.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A couple of segments of the show, Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. Let them take care of you at Urban Nirvana. I love these folks because they make me look like a hero whenever I screw up, mess up, do the wrong thing, say the wrong things. I get out of the doghouse at Urban Nirvana. My wife loves Urban Nirvana. She's been Urban Nirvana in Charleston. She's been up here in Greenville. The hair salon stuff, you know, any of the salon stuff, they take care of that. But the what she really loves now is the spa stuff and getting the great stone massages, or getting the, you know, the beta maker massage, you know, get all that kind of stuff. Let them take care of a couple's massage. I haven't done it yet. I need to do that. To our great friends at Urban Nirvana. Check them out online and do it. Do this thing great. UrbanNirvana.com. All right, let me fly through them. If you have sent any text in, I'm going to fly through them right now. Ready? 654-ROAR on our phone phone lines here, our Northview Communication phone lines. Helped their text lines 986-1566. The texter said Dabo has another 15 years at least at Clemson. You know, who knows? Who knows how that's going to turn out? We'll see. Texas said, Murray was 1 year removed from Pruitt, but I'm sure he knows the truth. Yeah, that's the thing. He's close enough to Mark Richt, close enough to Brian Schottenheimer, mm-hmm. close enough to those guys to know what was going on.
Right.
Or at least to hear their side of things through
he's,
what was going on.
He was only a four-year starter quarterback. I'm sure he's a little connected.
Right. Texas said, earlier talk reminds me of my favorite individual performance by Marcus Edmund in the Louisville and NC State games. How about single-handedly the last play of the game, basically winning the game, Marcus Edmonds, not a highly recruited kid.
Both those, yeah.
Yeah, comes in and does that. Sean in Simpsonville, we're talking about Chad Morse earlier. He said if Morse wins at Arkansas, he may stay there the same reason Dabo has it here. He built his own house. That's true, maybe. Again, I think there's so many unknowns out there. Who knows what that would look like?
Right.
Robbie and Anderson said the defense is not going to be very good at Louisville, no matter how the offense is. Look, the defense can't be any worse than it was under Peter Sermon. They were terrible. They were absolutely atrocious. They've got to get a little bit better as far as that goes. Let's see here. About Petrino and that window closing, Texas said that Clemson closed that window for him. What would their program look like? They were third in the country. Had mm-hmm. they pulled off that win in Death Valley?
I think they would have been, you know, around that time. The problem was the back end of that season. They lost, was it three out of their last four? Something like that?
Yeah. In the first year of it, that sophomore year, the Heisman campaign, the Heisman winning year for Jackson, at the end of that year, they lost their last three. They lost to Houston. They're a 14-point favorite that they lost. Yep. To Houston. They were ranked third in the country and lost that game.
Right.
They were a 27-point favorite to Kentucky and got beat. And then they lost to LSU in the bowl game badly by 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was the beginning of the end.
Right.
To see that. I'll do this in my Palmetto Golf Report coming up, but I wanted to mention this here in this segment too. Texture writes in, Mickey, shout out to Matt Smith. Matt graduated from West Oak High School. He's on a golf scholarship at Truett McConnell College in Cleveland, Georgia. Matt qualified Monday for the U.S. Amateur at Pebble Beach coming up in August. We're proud of the young man at Oconee Country Club over in Seneca. Great young man. I know Matt from his days at the Walker course that he worked over there, and he's a great kid. Play some golf with him. And I got to tell you, man, he got a new putter. He's fitted for a new putter, and it's worked out for him. And congratulations, man, going out to Pebble Beach to play in the USA.
That's awesome. Congrats to him. What a cool story.
I love that for sure. No doubt. Here's an interesting text. Talking about the British Open. He says, it doesn't seem like the big hitters – or doesn't seem like the big hitters have failed. That's because you have to throttle back and you can't overpower this course. Well, what has happened here is there's a couple different ways to play the golf course. That the shorter hitters are getting the roll and the bounce, and a guy like Zach Johnson, who doesn't hit it very far at all, is 6 under par. Fleetwood hits it long enough. Kitchener hits it long enough. Rory's a bomber, though, and Rory's is fourth. You're seeing some long hitters do well. Kyle Stanley hits it a long way. John Rahm hits it a long way. These guys, some of the longer hitters, Jason Day hits it a long way, and they're doing well, but some of the shorter hitters are doing well also, like we mentioned with Zach Johnson. And I think the reason is because this course gives you all kinds of options. A guy I used to work with years ago, Brent Henley, down in Hilton Head, his brother is a Brent, by the way, is a caddy on the PGA Tour, and his brother is a caddy on the PGA Tour. And I followed his brother mentioned something yesterday about this British Open, and I thought this is pretty interesting. He said that if you because there's a bunch of options out there, that this is one of those courses that if your player says, "Hey, I want to hit driver here, or I want to hit 3 wood here, or I want to hit 5 wood here, or I want to hit driving iron here, or I want to hit 3 iron here." You know, we're seeing guys tee off on par fours even yesterday with the wind downwind with 6 and 7 irons. That, you know what? If no matter what he says, just say, "Yes, boss. Yes, sir. I like that one."
Right.
Because the beauty of this is that there is more than one way to play the golf course. And I like that. I like the fact that it gives more people a chance. On the Pruitt stuff, we just finished up on Pruitt stuff. A texter said, David Pollack ripped him on Twitter. Pollack lives in Athens and would know. I agree, man. Again, I didn't realize Pollack said something about him. I didn't realize that Murray said something about him. I add to that to the list.
Right.
And then finally on this, Jonathan in Seneca writes in, how long before former Fires Pruitt hires himself back as a coach as a dog fan? I would love that. See, here's another thing in here. That brings up a whole other aspect.
Right.
At Tennessee, it was a flat, cold mess. President, AD, looking back and forth, backstabbing each other, backdoor politics, backroom politics, all, you know,
secret
going back and forth.
Flights.
Let me be very, 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 very clear about this. I don't trust Philip Fulmer. He's old school SEC. He's old cowboy, OK Corral shootout kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get it done. He knows how to live in a gray area. He knows how to recruit and that kind of stuff. I do not trust Philip Fulmer. Philip Fulmer was backstabbing and working against the University of Tennessee the last couple, you know, last thing, and working against some of the guys on that search committee. He backstabbed the former AD that was there. I don't trust Philip Fulmer for anything in the world.
As far as you can throw him.
No. And on my back, I shouldn't be throwing anybody.
It's true.
And Texas said,
for that matter.
Yeah. Texas said, with as far in the season, how far do the postseason look for the Atlanta Braves, in your opinion? Here's the thing about the Braves right now. I don't know what they're going to look like in the postseason because I don't know what the roster is going to look like post-trading deadline. Trading deadline's coming up. We will see how that looks. But in its current form, if you don't make any moves, and I don't think that's going to be the case because I do think they'll make some moves, I can see the Braves making the playoffs.
Yes.
I don't think that Philadelphia, since Philadelphia didn't get Manny Machado,
mm-hmm.
I don't think the Braves are scared to death that they can't compete with Philadelphia. I would expect the Braves are five games up on the Nationals, a series beginning tonight. I can see the Nationals getting back into it. Bryce Harper's not going to hit 214 in the second half of the season.
They've got some pitching. The Nationals are talented.
I don't think you'll see Strasburg, whatever. I don't see he'll go 6-6 in the second half, whatever. He's 500 pitcher right now.
Mm-hmm.
The potential's there. Now, I'm not saying that they, you know, they're 48-48 through more than half the season. That might be who they are, but they could turn it on. Obviously, the Marlins won't do anything. Obviously, the Mets won't do anything. But the point is that I wouldn't run and hide from the Phillies. I wouldn't run and hide from the Nationals. I don't check underneath my bed because the Phillies and Nationals tonight thinking that boogeyman's underneath there. I do think that the Cubs can get it going.
Yes.
The Brewers look like they're going to be in it a while, but I don't think so. I don't know how the new manager's going to do with the Cardinals. But that Central, I mean, the Cubs don't truly just scare you to death.
No.
The Dodgers with Machado are going to be different. The Diamondbacks don't exactly scare you to death, nor do the Rockies. My point through all this is that in its current form, I think the Braves can make the playoffs.
I would agree with that.
I don't think the Braves are quite as good as the Cubs or the Dodgers, and I don't think they'd go deep in the playoffs. So do you sacrifice a little bit of the future for trying to compete now? Make a couple of big moves in the pitching staff? Maybe. My guess is they'll do some things in the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
and get some of these rental bullpen guys for a year. I don't think they'll try to give up on the full prospects. And then as far as how deep they go, obviously not super deep because the Red Sox, Yankees, Indians, and Astros, and maybe even Mariners too, all those are much better baseball clubs. So
if they get paired with, let's say, they win the East and they get paired with Chicago,
mm-hmm.
or if Milwaukee comes out of the wild card game or something like that, I could see the Braves winning the first series that their pitching shows up. Obviously, they have the whole bunch of all-stars right there on the positions. They can make a little run here, but I still think they're about a year.
I agree.
Maybe 2 years away, which hats off to Atlanta, because for having the year they're having and before they were supposed to, props to them.
The question then would be, how much of the future do you sacrifice to compete this year?
I would sacrifice a little bit. As a Pirates fan, we had our little window a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we chose not to sacrifice anything of the to hold on to every single prospect.
Right.
Look, and now it's for what? We're terrible again. So
look, man, a lot of the prospects don't turn out.
Right.
And, you know, one way to look at it, Is Markakis going to be part of the future? He's having an unbelievable year.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be part of the future? I don't know. Is this the last hurrah for him? How long can you count on Nick Markakis? I don't think Freeman's going anywhere. But
no.
What would happen if Albies gets hurt? What would happen if, and we've already seen it this year, Acuña, you know, gets some injury problems to the thing. You're saying we're going to build around Albies and Acuña. Well, who knows what happens if they get some ACL stuff, get some Tommy John surgery is not going to affect those guys too much. But you know, on the other side of it, you could say, you know, building around some of this pitching. But what happens if you get some injuries in the staff? Folsom-Nevich doesn't quite develop, has a bad year or two in there. You know, how long can Teheran be a part of this stuff? I don't know. You can't say that we can't say for sure we know the Braves are going to be great in 2019, 2021. I think they will be.
Right. They have the pieces in place to be.
Right. Right.
But will they? Yeah.
Yeah, will they? Who knows? Who knows what injuries look like? And, you know, Markakis is 34. Who knows what that's going to look like? But it's a good point. How much do you sacrifice now for the future? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. A couple of quick things here in this segment. Zach comes back on Monday. Man, you've done a great job. I've enjoyed being with you, and we'll do more with you in the future, no doubt about that. But looking forward to hearing about Zach and his engagement. That'd be pretty cool to think about. I want to tell you now about our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Dunes is, quite frankly, it doesn't surprise me when I see they won another award when there's another magazine. I want to work for one of these magazines that goes and rates resorts. That'd be pretty doggone cool. But it doesn't surprise me that they, you know, continue to win awards or continue to get accolades, because really they just adhere to appeal to so many different groups: golfers, tennis folks, pickleball people, people who love the beach, people who love to exercise, people who love the outdoors, people who love the shop, people who love the fireworks, people who love the, you know, the food, people who love boating and fishing and kayaking or paddle boarding. They just appeal to so many different types of people. And that's why it's a perfect family vacation spot. Hey, we are the last third or so of July. You still have August to think about. Sneak down to Palmetto Dunes. Hey, you know one of the best times of Palmetto Dunes? Fall. Open dates in football seasons, or when you don't go on your road games to football seasons, make those plans right now. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Let me give you a couple things. I told you about Matt Smith qualifying at the U.S. Amateur, a local kid here from Oconee County doing that. Nobody's left as far as our local kids, as far as the U.S. Girls Junior and the U.S. Boys Junior. We had some players go pretty deep in that, but all those are now gone. On the PGA Tour over at the Open right now, Kevin Kisner from Aiken is even through three holes a day. He's 5 under par right now, one shot back. He's tied for second. Kyle Stanley making a move. 3 under par on the day, 2 under for the tournament through 16 holes. He's in the top 10 right now. Stuart Sink is at 1 over. He's hadn't teed off yet. He's looking like he might make the cut over there as well. And then Dustin Johnson, our only other local player here, Dustin Johnson is going to miss the cut. 76-72, he'll miss the cut. But we got two guys from South Carolina right now in the top 10, and Kisner in second and Kyle Stanley in 10th at the British Open. Another great Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Go by and see our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and the versatility. Do some online shopping there, some gift cards for some folks there. They'd love to see you, love to have you. Sign up for the email list at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Final segment of the week when you return right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosey and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788. First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, Danmarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Dabo knows the gridiron, Brad knows the hardwood, Monty knows the diamond, and the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
The Senior League World Series returns to the J.B. Red Owens Sports Complex in Easley starting July 28th, and you could be there. Listen to 105.5 The Roar WCCP for your chance to win tickets to the championships to see tomorrow's baseball stars today.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah!
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. 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 Stacy, can I...
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Roosters want you to come by, want you to get your hair cut, make sure everything is great, and make sure that you look good, smell good. You're going to be absolutely floored with just how nice it feels. You know, as so many things happen here, man, you look at you're busy as can be, and you don't really – take enough time for yourself. So I want you to think about our friends over at Roosters off of Pelham Road over in Greenville, roosters mgc.com. That's men's grooming center, roosters mgc.com. Here's an interesting text. Mickey, I'm going to reward my son with a trip to Yankee Stadium. What could I expect to pay for 4 tickets? Hopefully not close enough to where Judge looks like a little dude. I hadn't been to the new stadium. I'm looking now for the Mets and Yankees on Sunday. Tickets start at $35 on StubHub. I'd go to StubHub.com. You can trust StubHub through this. Orioles at Yankees down to $12. Orioles, $15. That's next Tuesday and Wednesday, depending on where you're going. Red Sox at Fenway is up to $35 right now, $77 in Fenway. So, I mean, you know, Yankees, Red Sox might be a lot more in there. But say, for instance, in the Orioles coming to town on Tuesday, tickets as low as $12. Now, to get really, really good seats, you know, you're going to pay a little more. I'm looking now, say good seats on the middle deck, $72 a piece right down the first baseline. You know, but you can see some really good seats in here, man. From $50, $75, you get out of the bleachers out there for $19, $20. But I hope you have a good time. Let me know how that turns out for you, Texture. That'd be really cool there. Next Texture said, I agree with John. The Braves are ahead of schedule. They don't need to be patient. Don't sacrifice the future for a couple of wins this season. Look, that's my thought, and I agree with that. But the other side of it, there's a lot of teams out there that felt like, okay, our future is not now. We're going to be great in the future, and the future gets here. Oh, put it this way. I can't tell you how many years William Quackenbush told me, hey, Mick, trading deadline's coming up. As a Reds, we're going to unload this guy. We're going to get some great prospects. And I feel really good about the 2008 season. And 2008 gets here, he's like, ugh. And he goes, and 2008 tells me, I tell you, man, by 2011, the Reds ought to be competing. And 11 gets here, he's like, ugh. Mick, I got to tell you, man, by 2015 gets here, and he goes, ugh. So, you know, sometimes you prospect yourself to death.
Right.
And you're thinking, oh, that everything's going to work out right. Well, if Acuna gets hurt or Alves gets hurt or some of these young pitchers get hurt, you're like, wait a minute, man. I thought we were going to be great and it didn't turn out great. Or, wait a minute, man. This guy was supposed to be a superstar. Right. This prospect was supposed to be this unbelievable superstar, and has he been? I mean, Haywood was supposed to be the greatest thing ever in Atlanta Braves uniform, and what'd you get out of him for a little bit of time, you know?
Right.
Who knows? That's the point. I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't sell the farm.
No.
But, and you, a few times you have a chance to compete.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it's been a while since you've competed.
That's right.
I can speak on that as a Pirates fan.
That's right.
Now I've seen two winning seasons.
You saw a bunch of teams and you thought, boy, the Pirates, boy, in 2 years, the Pirates can be great.
Well, McCutchen won the MVP. You got Garrett Cole coming up. There was a lot of promising pieces in place. And all we did was win a wild card game.
Yeah.
And now we're terrible again.
Tiger Woods even through 12 holes. Now, Mike is in Anderson, Northern Communication Phone Lines. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. Thank you for taking the call. I just had a couple of quick questions for you. It's program related, which is sports, since you're a sports talk station. Right. I was listening Saturday, 105.5. I think it was before noon, but I don't remember the exact time. And there was a new show. It sounded like it was a local show. After further review or upon further review, I never heard that promoted or any announcements about it. It was good stuff, Mickey, the reason I asked. And it was good stuff, wondering if that's a regular Saturday show until football or what.
It is. John, you produced a couple of those. We've got some Saturday morning. You know, Kelly Gramlich show's mm-hmm. obviously been a great hit here. And then we've got some young people that are doing a couple different shows, right, on Saturdays?
Yes.
How are those? What is it? Is it pun further review?
After further review.
Yeah,
after
further
comes
review.
On after Kelly's show at 11 o'clock.
Right. So, good. You know, I like the idea. We're giving some young talent a chance here on the weekends in the summertime. I like that idea. I have not been in town, Mike, to be honest with you, on several of these weekends. But I'm hearing some pretty good things.
But that will be a regular until football starts, I'm hoping, because it was a really, really good show.
Well, good. I'll pass that along to Ben Milstead and the folks.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, I kind of expected to hear Lee Harper when Zach was on vacation. I hope that doesn't mean he's retired. But your associate, John, if Clark ever moves on to his own show or whatever, John has done an excellent job, and you guys do a good job. You just keep on getting some good people there, and that's why I've been doing this for about 20 years with you now, Mickey. Appreciate it. Enjoy your show, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike. Very, very kind of you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike.
Buddies of mine that own businesses always say that the hardest part of their, not always, not all the time, but a lot of them said the hardest part of their business is finding good people. And when you find good people, you reward them and you hang on to them. And I think we've done that, certainly with John and with Zach and with Kelly and Quack and Ramon and all these guys. But no, Lee's not retiring. Lee is working hard at our production stuff and getting commercials cut and on the air and all that kind of stuff too. So, yeah, we are fortunate. To have that, and fortunate for the ownership to allow us to do this every single day, which is pretty, pretty doggone cool. Let me give you one more leaderboard update before we sign off and turn this over to Brad and to Ben. Zach Johnson, one shot lead right now. Tommy Fleetwood, Zach Johnson's at 6 under. Tommy Fleetwood finished at 5 under. Eric Van Ruin is not going away, folks. He's 1 under through 5 holes today, or through 8 holes today. He's 5 under, one shot back through 8 holes. Kisner has parred his first 4 holes. He's still 1 back at 5 under par. Rory McIlroy shot 69-69. He's 4 under. He is 2 back currently. Tony Finau's not started yet, and Xander Lombard's not started yet. At 3 under par, Kyle Stanley is 2 under. I'm sorry, 2 under par now. 2 under through 17 holes. So he is in 10th place right now as we move forward. John Rahm hadn't teed off yet at 2 under. We have Adam Scott's 1 under. He shot 71-70. Brooks Koepka made a great comeback. He's 16th right now. He's 1 under par. Ricky Fowler hadn't teed off yet at 1 under par. Tiger Woods is even through 12. Just missed the 13th, which is his 10, 11, 12. Missed the 4th hole, par 3. And so we'll see what comes out of that. But Tiger is currently even par, tied for 30th. Among those that have to make the cut, Mickelson is 1 under through 3, so he's now in the cut line. He's plus 1 through 3 holes. Jordan Spieth hadn't teed off yet. Justin Rose, Louis Oosthuizen still hadn't even teed off yet. Ernie Els hadn't done that at 2 over par. Bernhard Langer, he's 2 over par. Those guys, Paul Casey hadn't teed off yet. Right now, 2 over gets in, and it looks like that 3 over does not, but it's early still with the British Open. I told you, world number 1, Dustin Johnson, 76-72, and will miss the cut over at Carnoustie. All right, this weekend we have is Ladies Clinic this weekend?
I'm not 100% sure. It's either
this weekend or next weekend.
Or
it's one of those two.
Yeah.
So we'll hear from that. Major League Baseball starts back. Braves, Nationals, Yankees, and Mets. We'll hear from that a little bit next week, too. We'll start breaking down more of the audio that we heard from players, ACC and SEC media days. The coaches will be go to the coaching conventions, and then they'll go to their hideaway days. And then that's it, man. The practice begins the very next week. So that's pretty stinking cool. Pretty doggone cool there for sure. Let me see here. A couple of quick things here. Did I miss any Twitter? I think we got all of our Twitter stuff. I wanted to get every single text, every single tweet. A couple more texts right quick. Austin from Landrum. Sound like a last name. Austin Landrum. Austin from Landrum says, over under 3 wins this year for the Cleveland Browns. Mayfield plus Landry plus Hyde. You know, the Browns are so hard to tell. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about their roster. I don't know enough about their schedule. But they can win more than 3 games, can't they?
This is coming from a Steelers fan. I'll say I'll take a push right at 3.
Yeah.
Maybe four. Maybe four if things break the right way. They just got a long way to go and a lot of work to do.
3's a push.
Yeah.
So, 0-1-2 you lose. Mm. Anything above 3 you win. I know it's the Browns.
Right.
I'm going over.
There you go.
I'm going to go over with that one, so we'll see there. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I will forgive the folks over at Clemson for putting up the great vlog yesterday. That was really, really cool.
Really
to
cool.
See the latest one there. Seeing the, and I showed my wife last night, she thought that was really cool. Seeing the honor, the Calhoun College, the honor students,
mm-hmm.
That's really cool to see. And then to see the all off the haircut stuff with the kids, seeing that video up, what Sean Pollard and his guys get together for mm-hmm. the cancer kid, that was really cool, man. So and a long, pretty cool, a long day for us yesterday with our dog and all this kind of stuff. Interesting that we wrap it up by feeling just feel good stuff coming out of Clemson football. Kind of made the day a lot easier there. But anyway, we finish things up as we always do with our 2 minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now here's Mickey.
Today, my two-minute drill, according to reports down in the Houston area, for those of you who have heard of him, Deshaun Watson is expected to be full go for training camp after suffering the ACL injury last year. Looks like he's ready to go to get the ball rolling for Houston.
Can't beat that, man.
No.
That's pretty cool. You're telling me that Nike has a bunch of different stuff for Deshaun Watson.
They
now.
Do.
Is it pretty cool still looking
it,
stuff?
It looks pretty slick. So Deshaun's going to look good, play good, and look forward to it.
See, I think Deshaun Watson is a poster child for endorsements because if he does anything on the field, because, man, off the field, he's a safe bet.
Oh,
you know, he's
going to
do great things, and he's already shown that for sure. My 2 Minute Drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all of your real estate needs. It's my great friend, ericnewton.com. Hey, if you need real estate here in Clemson, Eric can certainly handle that, and he has done an awesome job for us in helping find our home and also remodeling our home. When I say full service, that's it. Anything you need is ericnewton.com. My 2 Minute Drill is, well, yesterday was a day that I wouldn't wish upon anybody, and it was a bad deal, and having to put a dog down and seeing them suffer and all this kind of stuff, that wasn't great. But what made it better was you guys as listeners, you guys and girls as listeners, and all the folks on Twitter and all the folks on Facebook, we kind of put little pictures out there, and then my mom sent us all kinds of videos and pictures of her, made a pretty tough deal a lot better. And, man, we'll miss her. But we had the best in the world for a long, long time. So certainly Daisy is in a better place now, no doubt about that. But I appreciate you guys helping Mary and I through a pretty, pretty hard time yesterday. That was nice of you, for sure. John, great job, man. I've enjoyed the last 2 weeks.
Thank you. It's been a blast. Thank you for having me.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't.
All right. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Thank Jinx Patrick, Jinx Hate Realty. Up next to my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Hey, folks, have a wonderful weekend. More importantly, tune in Monday. That's when we will see you on the radio.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority.